Welcome back to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are here to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session. Today we are talking about a lot of people's favorite subject, including me and Cheyenne, astrology, which we did cover before. So welcome to another 2.0 class. Mm-hmm. We're in the 200 levels, and we're going to dig just a little bit deeper on this topic because it's just so fun.
Yeah, I love talking about astrology. I'm like that person who asks people at bars, like, what's your sign? And a lot of the time I get eye rolls or you really believe in that. But I kind of like judge people on how they respond to the question. Like, are you curious? Are you polite about it? Are you just like, fuck you and tell me to fuck off? I feel like that really, that says more to me than the person's actual astrological placements.
I agree with that. And I don't get a lot of people who are eye-rolly or like not into it. I get more people who, when I say like, oh, what's your sign? And they're like Taurus. I'm like, oh, cool. They're like, well, what does that mean?
And yeah, because, I get like, that all the time.
They don't know. And they're like, oh, you know what that means. Tell me about me. Yeah. People are, I'm not saying people are narcissistic, like as a general rule, but people like to hear about themselves. So I think it's kind of fun when someone doesn't know, but is willing to hear what you have to say about it. But then I don't know. I always like the people who are into astrology like better. Like on my work team, there's like one girl who like really gets it. And there was a, she was in charge of someone's birthday and he was like a Virgo man and, or maybe a Capricorn man. I forget, but she had a whole slide about like the traits of Capricorn men. And I was like, oh yeah, I love this bitch. That's exactly what I, somebody do that for my fucking birthday, please.
Yeah. I'm always like, that's a green flag. You're into astrology. Let's be friends. Yes. Yeah. We got a few questions that we're asking our opinion about, like Venus Scorpio women, Venus Libra women, and all of these different placements. And I feel like it would be kind of fun to like do like a little rapid fire version of that. But how do you feel when people say that they don't like Libras?
It makes me laugh because it makes me think that they don't like Libras because one or two specific Libras hurt them. Because Libras can be flaky and we are sometimes like not, like as much as we're emotionally aware, sometimes we're like able to connect with somebody in a way that's more detached for us because we're like flighty and whatever. And then the other person doesn't realize that. And so I feel like somebody probably had a bad experience with a Libra not being emotionally available to them or like something. And now they're like, fuck Libras because whatever. And you know what? Libras can be like overly flirty sometimes. Like I get it, but it's not a general rule. And some Libras have those traits earlier on in life and then adapt to more of the like harmony diplomatic side later in life. So it, for any sign, it's not a rule, but do you see a lot of Cancer hate? Like what are your feelings when people don't like Cancers?
I feel like it's not a ton of, I mean, I do see Cancer hate. I usually see it directed towards like cis men who are Cancers, which fair. I can't fault people for that one. but like usually when I meet someone who's not a fan of Cancers as a whole, their sign isn't a sign that I'm necessarily a fan of. So I'm like, oh, that makes sense. We just like the harmony is kind of like lacking. Like it's too much of like an opposing persona there. Yeah. Do you have a sign that you don't like that you're, I feel like I've asked you this before. I can't remember what your answer was, but just one that you're like, not that into, like you prefer people to not be that sign if you meet them.
I mean, that is one of our questions. I don't know if that's why you're asking. Is there a sign that's an automatic red flag for you? Or maybe not as like deep as a red flag. Yeah. I'll say this. My least favorite sign, I'm so sorry to all my Virgo friends, but Virgos, and I actually have a lot of my high school friends are Virgos and I love them, but I don't see them all the time. I don't live with that. I've never like lived with a Virgo.
What's your rising sign again?
Gemini.
Oh, Gemini. Okay. Never mind. I was going to say, I thought you were a Scorpio rising for some reason. And that would make sense because
Scorpio Venus.
Okay. Cause usually whatever sign is in your 12th house, you're not like a fan of. So do you like Taurus placements? typically, or are you like not that into them?
Because I'll say this, if I was going to rank all the signs, the earth signs are flat at the bottom. Like,
yeah,
and that's like not saying that I don't like earth signs. It's more that I'm obsessed with fire signs. I really, 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 really like air signs. Water signs are cool. And then earth signs, I'm like, well, what else you got? What's like, bring me your, like, what is your vibe? Cool. And I'll say like Capricorns generally have a good vibe. And like, I had an ex who was a Capricorn and I am not like, I don't have like the same like mentality towards Capricorns as I have towards Taurus and Virgo. But I think it's because they're generally a little more uptight or like by the book. And then they see the traits in me that, you know, my Libra, Sag, Gemini, like big three makes me a little more chaotic. So those people, I feel like judge me.
Yeah.
But they're like, be more stable. Have a lot of like, no, fully. They want me to be more stable, but I do have a lot of people who are close to me that are in those signs. Like I have a really good friend and my father are both Tauruses, but I wouldn't say though that any of them are automatic red flag. Like just, if this is just, if I'm ranking the signs, I am going to put Virgo at the bottom, but I wouldn't meet somebody and be like, Virgo, red flag. I think that's unfair to do to any signs. Like, I don't know you. I know you're not like the biggest fan of Scorpios, but I still think like if you met somebody who was cool and you learned they were Scorpio, you would definitely be down to be like, well, what else is in your chart?
For sure. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I do love fire signs. Sometimes they're a bit much for me and I like water signs. I mean, I'm a water sign, so I feel like a connection even with the Scorpio, even if they're at the bottom of the list, they're all right. I feel like Scorpios to me, no offense if you're a Scorpio, but and obviously this doesn't apply to everyone, but I just feel like they try really hard and they try to seem edgy and like mysterious and kind of curate themselves. And I just feel like I see right through it. And I'm like, all right, Scorpio placements, like I know exactly what you're trying to do with that comment or that post or whatever you just said. Like, I know what you're trying to say right now. And you're not sneaky.
I met somebody once who had like, 5 or 6 Scorpio placements. Like, I don't, it's like a double.
That's stellium. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was like way more than just 3 or 4 though. Like it was like 6 placements, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit they were one of the most intense people I ever met. And like,
in what
I don't
way?
Know. Well, I don't know if it's like they were trying too hard necessarily, although I definitely see that a bit. But it's, I almost can't explain it, but their vibe was so intense that like we were having a conversation that shouldn't have made me like as emotional as it did. But like, as they were talking, I could like feel my eyes welling up and like myself getting really emotional. And then my other friend who's a Pisces was like, are you about to cry? And I turned to her and I was like, I don't know. And then I kind of this wasn't like a weird thing for her to say that, but I was just like, genuinely, I was like, I'm actually not sure. And then like the conversation continued and I didn't, but like she could see my eyes like welling. And I felt like it was literally just because this person was like really intense. And so I'm pretty sure all we were talking about was like music, which I know can be an intense topic, but it was like, all of a sudden I felt like really emotional. It was a lot. And I feel like that crazy like amount of
harvesting your energy.
Yeah, it was definitely something with the high level of Scorpio in there. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, aside from Scorpios though, do you have any other signs?
Scorpio is actually not my least favorite. I think that's
it's
interesting that that's what you like associate with my least favorite.
Is it Gemini?
It's not Gemini.
Of course. Everyone loves to hate on Gemini. So I knew everyone, if you ask most people their least favorite signs, they're going to say Gemini or Scorpio.
To be fair, are qualities about both of them, more so Gemini, that I do like, but there are qualities that I just can't handle as a Cancer. And like, I don't know, maybe it was just the Gemini placements I've dated and how their Gemini-ness like manifested in them. It was just a lot, but it was entertaining, but it was a lot for me. And then also Aquarius, it was like a little too emotionally detached and distant for me. And I'm too like clingy, anxious, need reassurance, like want people to be in my life and not just like on the fringes. So I feel like it's more of the air signs that I'm not a fan of. Gina, your sign, I'm actually a fan the most of Libras. I do tend to think they talk a bit too much, but I don't feel that way about you. And I think, well, like, you talking is good in this context. Like, I like that you talk, but like,
well, that's Libras, ironic because we're on a podcast. Oh,
yeah. So you're talking is so like, funny. It's good. But like, I don't know. One time I was around this Libra girl who just kept talking about like fighting people, and she was just like, wouldn't stop talking. And she was like in my face. And I was just like, chill out. And then I also dated this Libra girl who like loved K-pop, and that's all she ever wanted to talk about. And she like used me as her diary basically. And I was like, can you keep a thought to yourself for once?
Okay. So first of all, I feel called out because I definitely think my best friend would like refer to herself as my like oral diary, like in a human form. But I will say this, like there are definitely a lot of people in my life who would say that I talk too much. Now, I think I've gotten better with age, and also like, I don't know, my girlfriend doesn't think I talk too much. So it's also a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
But I definitely think I can be a lot to some people. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why I like fire signs, because fire signs love me.
Love that.
Like, air and fire, we fuel each other. Like it's fine. So I think that's part of why I vibe with them, because like they understand my chaotic energy, where not, you know, not everybody can handle a Libra who can't shut the fuck up. And
yeah,
I've been a Libra a lot.
Yeah. I'm an Aries moon. So sometimes I'll be talking and I feel like almost like dissociative. Like I feel like two separate parts of me, and I'm like, shut up. And I like can't get myself to stop talking, but I feel like I need to stop talking because I'm talking too much. So I don't know if you feel that way ever, but sometimes it's almost like a stepping back and being like, can you be quiet?
See, I have the delusional confidence in the moment where I'm like, no, this is the thing that needs to be said. And then later I'm like, that was a lot to say.
Yeah.
And it happens to me sometimes at work with my boss, because we have a like decent relationship where like something will happen and then I'll tell her all my actual thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And like 20 minutes later, I'm like, that really wasn't that big of a deal. And now she thinks I like hate this, and I need to clarify, like, so it's not like too big of a deal though. Like everything's fine. I don't know. She does understand me now that like, and we've like had a lot of one-on-ones where I'm like, listen, I just am going to like word vomit. And you'll know for sure if it's actually an issue or if I just need to like get it out. So now like I'll send her a big paragraph and then she'll just send back like, I understand. Thank you for letting me know, Gina. And I'll just like the message. And I'm like, cool.
Can I ask what your Mercury sign is?
I always forget my Mercury and Mars. One of them's Cancer though.
Mm.
I'm a Cancer, Mars, and Mercury is also in Libra.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Cause I feel like... I feel like you're like big three. That would make sense that you just like spew it all out. And then later you're like, oh fuck. And like, I definitely have those moments too, but sometimes I don't know if it's like I have a lot of Capricorn and a lot of Cancer placements in my chart. And sometimes my Aries moon just takes over. And the other side of me is just like, can you shut the fuck up? Can you not do this? Can you not be impulsive? But like, I don't know. I just feel out of control, but maybe that's like the BPD. I don't know. It could be anything really at this point. Yeah.
So what is your opinion on, since we're talking Libra, what is your opinion on Venus Libra women?
So I think Venus in Libra placements in general, I would categorize them as like very flirty, not really easy to pin down, so to say, maybe dating around, taking a little bit to stick with someone. I would say not as monogamous or like relationship inclined, very flirty if they are in a relationship. But I also think that they are very like aesthetically motivated and like looking for someone beautiful or someone who can like show them beautiful things in life, which who isn't into that? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure there are people who aren't into astrology listening to this and they're like, that sounds like me. And I think that is the beauty of astrology, is you can make it fit whatever you mean. And the signs are all, they're like objective in some ways, but also your experience of them is like super subjective. So it's all over the place. Yeah. What's your opinion on Venus and Libra women, or Venus and Libra people?
I think that for that placement, it in a relationship, it either means they're going to be great communicators or all talk. I feel like one or the other. I mean, that's like, these are all generalizations, obviously. Yeah. These aren't rules, but this is like the fun of it. I feel like also Venus in Libra would make somebody really romantic because Libras are already pretty romantic people. And so I bet that if it's like a healthy relationship, it would be a really fun, romantic, loving one with a lot of like harmony, not wanting to fight. But then if it's like someone that's not healthy, then like, yeah, they're going to overpromise and underdeliver. It's going to be like conversations that aren't productive. And yeah, so I mean, there's obviously there's like pros and cons to Libras, but I think overall it's a pretty romantic sign. So if you get with the right Libra Venus, I think it's going to be good.
Did my description of it seem pretty negative? Because I wasn't saying those things as like inherently negative, like flighty and like hard to like pin, like I guess that could be seen as negative, but also it could be a positive because they're not just gonna like settle for whoever comes their way.
Yeah, so I think I just wanted to clarify pros and cons to like any side of it, because like even like I said, like Libra in, I mean, most air signs are pretty good with words, but it's like, are they going to just sell you on a dream with their words and then not follow through with it? Or does it mean that they actually know how to like talk to you? Like there's obviously going to be different pros and cons to any trait that like a sign has, but that's why I say like find the healthy, you know, people who are like working on themselves and want to have healthy relationships and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your thought on women with Venus and Scorpio? Because that's another question we have.
Well, I am one.
Wait, can I describe my thoughts on them then? And then you tell me if you think that like describes you and then like add on to any of it.
Cause I was going to say, I don't know if I'm going to describe myself here. So yeah, you go
first. Yeah. Okay. So when I think of like Venus in Scorpio, I think of, you have a hard time like really like opening up and letting the other person see like a vulnerable side of you, maybe like a little picky when it comes to like potential partners. And like very possessive, maybe like a hard time letting go. Maybe after you break up with someone, you still kind of see them as like yours in a way, or like still feel like that, your smile, that connection with them. Like you're like, that was mine, or like that is still mine. I also think, I know a couple of Scorpio placements right now who are in this battle of kind of, we never dated kind of thing. Like, oh, it wasn't that serious. It was never that deep, even though they were like engaged and they're both like, nah, that wasn't a real relationship. So I feel like I could see a lot of Scorpio Venus, like especially after a relationship is over, kind of trying to make it, the relationship meaningless or that person meaningless because they don't want to like acknowledge the deep tenderness. And then I think I mentioned this in a recent episode about Scorpio placements, like just like ever evolving. So I would say that the relationship is ever evolving and kind of chaotic, and maybe, and like, obviously all relationships are impacted by like our past shit, but maybe just like in a deeper way, I guess, like it would maybe come up more often and have to be like worked on. Yeah. What do you think? Does any of that, you don't have to disclose, but does any of that describe you?
I would say probably like 75% describes me. So I think with certain people, I'm really comfortable being vulnerable about like certain things, but then there's other things that like it takes a bit. And it, so I feel like I sometimes give the illusion of being super open and vulnerable. And then there's like things that I think my girlfriend learned about me that was like, whoa, wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like anxiety to be as high as it is, or just like things like that. I don't know.
You're a Libra. Also, of course, anxiety is as high as it is.
I know. Like, I'm worried about everything like all the time.
Libras are like little chihuahuas, like during a thunderstorm. That's how I picture a Libra. And Geminis are like slightly bigger chihuahua, like a little bit of like a Bichon Frise or whatever. I don't know. I don't speak French, but like in a thunderstorm, that's how I picture air signs.
I see that. I feel like as far as the other things you said about like Scorpio Venus, I do think that I have this like intense, intimate connection with people that I've like been with, or at least I feel that way. And I kind of don't care whether or not they feel that way. Like, that's just how it is. Like, whether they want to like play into it with me or not. And how you said like they don't like want to play it down, like minimize a relationship at times too. I think that, and this is, does not apply to my current relationship, but like in previous kind of like more situationships, I was more game to play it off as like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But then afterwards, I'm like, no, that was like very intimate. Like, okay, AIM is a perfect example. Like flashback to when my ex was on the episode. When we were together, I was very much like, oh, it's not that like big of a deal. But now that we're not a thing anymore, I'm like, that's my ex. And we kind of dated for 8 months. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was very much like, there's no label. Yeah. We're just casual. So I feel like very caught out in what you said. But I also think a lot of Scorpios can be more possessive than I am. Like, I don't know. I
think Scorpios tend to take things very personally, at least the ones I've met. It's like making meaning of things, like making a deeper meaning than what it necessarily is. But I think that is also normal because I don't know. I've seen people say before that like Cancers are what the stereotype of Scorpios actually are. So maybe I'm just like, I relate. That's why I don't like it. It reflects the negative sides of myself. I don't want to see. Yeah.
I'm definitely not afraid of Scorpio placements, but it, people have just got to, I need to also see a softer side than I think sometimes Scorpio gives.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do like the lack of intimacy. And I feel like Scorpio placements, I know, try to like manufacture that by like immediately talking about trauma and like deep past shit, like immediately, which is not always contextually appropriate. And I think it's like the ones I've encountered tend to like talk about like really deep or like traumatic shit that they've already like processed, and they think it's like intimate and like getting to know someone and wanting to share that stuff. But like, they're sharing stuff that isn't actually vulnerable for them because they've already like processed it and logicized, or I don't know, made sense of it in their head. So it's not as like intimate as sharing something they're actively going through. So that's what I like. And obviously I'm like saying this based off of like a handful of Scorpio placements that I know and making that generalization, but that's just like what I've encountered. And I'm a Cancer, like obviously I have my little shell, I'm not completely vulnerable, but I need something there. And sometimes those placements that I don't get along with as well, it's like pulling teeth to get it out of them.
My girlfriend is an Aquarius Venus and I'm a Scorpio Venus, and I think that's what's interesting is I've been like, no, you should know everything about me, every thought I've ever had, every person I've ever talked to, like you should know everything. And she's very much like, you don't need to know everything about me to know me really, really well. And I'm like, what do you mean? You would need to know everything about me to like really know me. And I don't think either of us are wrong. It's just like so interesting, but we have the Libra and Aries like sister thing going on. So like, I do think our Venuses play a part of things, but I don't think it like rules our relationship.
Yeah.
What was your Venus, by the way?
I have a Venus in Cancer. So most of my chart is like Cancer and Capricorn.
Do you know Joey's Venus off the top of your head?
She has the exact same chart, like the exact same placements, not chart as me, but she's a Taurus moon and Libra rising. So like the circle chart like is different obviously, but all the placements are the same.
So sign. She's also Cancer.
Yes.
In Venus.
Cancer Sun, Cancer Mercury, Cancer Venus.
And you are also, or which is your Mercury also Cancer?
Yes. Yeah. Cause we were born 2 days apart. So it same signs.
My girlfriend and I were born like 2.5 years apart. So what's really interesting is that I feel like I definitely already went through my Saturn return. And I feel like a lot of that aligned to when I like moved to Arizona and really like came into myself, which is really cool. But she just started her Saturn return. Me too. I know you're in yours, and we were at, I sent you some snaps of it, but we were at, like we were getting ready to go eat and she's like reading it like incessantly. And I'm like, put it down, get ready. And then we go to like eat and we're at the table and she like picks it back up and is like reading it. And she's like, what does this mean? What about this? And she's like totally freaking out about her Saturn return. She's like, do I have to make a change now? And I'm like, can you relax? Just chill. It's more like you'll see what it means when it comes. Like if, don't overanalyze it. Like
what did it mean for you? Like, I know you said your move and kind of coming into yourself, but did you feel yourself go through any like excessive like hardship, or like did you really feel like you were like growing up and like coming into yourself and becoming an adult, kind of like where, how did that affect you?
I'd have to look at like the exact time that I went through the Saturn return.
But how old are you again? 31.
30.
30? Yeah, like 2-ish years ago. It usually starts around 28.
Yeah, I'm 31 in October. That's not that far from now. Oh my God. Wow, that's crazy.
Happy birthday.
Fast year. Holy hell. So I moved here. Mm-hmm. And then when my ex broke up with me, I think I might have been past my Saturn or like coming out of my Saturn return when that happens. So I don't, that's mm-hmm. the one that I'm not sure if that was in my Saturn return or not, but I feel like my ex, like in the best way, was sort of a stepping stone in like finding my footing in Arizona. And so then after that relationship ended, I feel like a lot of other things came together for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if any of, I'd have to look at like the timeline of things, but yeah.
Yeah. I've heard people describe it as kind of like endings for new beginnings. So that does make sense. I'm kind of excited mm-hmm. for mine because I'm a Capricorn rising, and I always read things that say Capricorn start off like with a really like bad hand in life, just like start as like an old person and like get younger as they age, and like kind of their life starts out like it's like hardship and like pain and all this stuff. And then life tends to get better as you get older because Capricorn's actually ruled by Saturn. So it like delivers you good things through like time and hard work and like effort and all that shit. So I'm kind of looking forward to this whole Saturn return process. It is like daunting and scary, but I don't know. I feel, knock on wood, life's getting a little better as time goes on. So I'm feeling positive about mine personally.
I feel like I had the bliss of like not knowing it was happening while it's happening and more just like got to reflect on it. So
yeah, that's
nice. I feel like if I knew I was in it, I'd be like, oh my God, what's going on? What do I need to do? Like, so I feel that for sure.
I think my mom left my dad during her Saturn return, her first one. So it's like, that's like a big thing is like divorces and breaking up and making like these big life changes that set you on like a different path in life. So
how old am I when the next one comes? Like
50, it would be like another like 28 60. Years. So it's yeah, like early 56, 60s. 56 maybe. It like is not exactly like 28 years. It just depends when Saturn moves into that sign, but it's like somewhere around the 27, 28 year range after it last happened. Yeah. Do you know about the Venus retrograde that's going on while we're recording this?
Yeah, it's been gnarly seeing like all the celebrity not turmoil. Gnarly.
Yeah.
No, it's been crazy. It's interesting to see just all the chaos in relationship drama that's out there. It's not just breakups, it's like relationship scandals. It's a wild time. I'm into it though. It's kind of entertaining to sit on the sidelines.
It's intense. Yeah, just because we were speaking about retrogrades and all of that, I had to mention
that we're intense. In like 4 retrogrades right now.
That happens like once or twice a year.
We're in like 4 retrogrades until September, and then every month we're like losing a retrograde. So like until, it won't be till December until we're out of all the current retrogrades, and yeah, there'll be new ones by then. But
yeah,
I think it's a chaotic year personally.
But I feel like I don't know. That's why, you know how people are always like, the one thing I didn't know going into adulthood is like, it just never stops. Like there's always something. I feel like the always something is maybe the retrograde influence.
I hear that.
Yeah. It could be.
I hear that.
Coinciding with that.
Well, we also got asked to talk about some Leo placements in Moon and Rising. And I'll just say like, if there's signs you're waiting to hear and we're not getting to them, send a question in. We'll do way more astrology episodes, but we're going off of what people sent. So last to talk about here, Leo placements, Moon and Rising. My girlfriend's a Leo rising. We love fire signs, but what do you think about that in women?
So Leo Moon, not my fave. I don't dislike them actively, but Leo rising I think is a really good placement. I wish I had a Leo rising. It seems I feel it's like cool girl energy. Yeah.
That, yes, that's my, yeah, that's my girl for sure.
Yeah, definitely cool girl energy. Leo moon is a little bit more, it gives me like egotistical vibes and like needing to like put their emotions and their thoughts and themselves like first in the forefront of things and like have other people dote on that kind of thing. I don't think I have a ton of experience with Leo moons, but Leo rising, I'm jealous of you.
I like a Leo rising. I don't know that I have tons of experience with Leo moons either, but I do think Leos can be either really fun or really dramatic or maybe a little mix of both. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with like the cool girl energy because it's like a quiet confidence, but it radiates. And I don't know, I'm like probably way too biased to fire signs. So yeah. Sorry, but
yeah,
love you Leos.
I wanted to do like a, not a ranking thing, but just like, I guess we could just do like a fuck, marry, kill with the signs, like just end it. Playing that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you, we could just like go back and forth. Okay. So fuck, marry, kill Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn.
That's so funny. Okay. I am going to marry the Taurus because they're going to have some expensive, good ass mm-hmm. quality taste. I'm going to fuck the Capricorn because they're going to be the most fun. And sorry, Virgos, you got to go.
That's fair.
Okay. What about for you? Fuck, marry, kill Cancer, Capricorn, and Taurus.
Ooh, that's hard. Okay. Kill Capricorn immediately. Like, I don't even need to think about it. Sorry, Capricorn, but I'm not sorry. And then it's hard because fuck or marry Cancer or Taurus. I think maybe marry Taurus because I like the stability and like I want to be the more emotional one even though my partner's a Cancer, but Cancers are good in bed, so I think I'm gonna fuck the Cancer.
Oh, what about fuck, marry, kill your big three?
Okay,
but like just as like placements, not, or as signs, not as placements.
That one's too easy though because it's still kill Capricorn, fuck Aries, marry Cancer.
Okay.
Like I feel like that, I don't know, similar. Who would disagree with that answer? What about your big three?
I'm definitely marrying Libra. And then that's hard. I think I'd actually fuck the Gemini and kill Sag. But like, I don't feel good about that decision because I do love Sagittariuses. But yeah. Because I would rather fuck a Gemini.
Okay. Fair.
It's a process of, because process of elimination. That's okay. All.
Okay.
How about Aquarius, Scorpio, Gemini? Your eye roll, stop.
I'm thinking. I'd have to say fuck Aquarius, kill Gemini, marry Scorpio. So I mean, honestly, all three could just be interchangeable. It's just like, that's just what I landed on in this thought process.
That's so funny. I tried to pick some that I didn't think you'd be thrilled to have to fuck or marry.
I mean, to be fair, like Aquarians are usually very, I mean, they're all like pretty signs. So it's just like who they are on the inside tends to outweigh that. Okay, for you, the last one I have, Aries, Leo, Sag.
I should have known you were going to do this to me. I think out of these, wow, that's so hard because I don't want to kill any of them, mm-hmm. but I think I'm going to marry the Aries, fuck the Leo, and kill the Sag again.
Yeah.
Which it's so funny because that's actually my girlfriend's big three is Aries, Sag, Leo, but yes. Yeah, I'm definitely very partial to Aries. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so our last question just says, yes, all of the questions, because I never know what the fuck is happening. And if you are still listening, but you're like, what is going on? Listen to our first like astrology episode, because I think we break it down a little bit from like the big three versus your personal planets versus your generational planets. I personally really recommend the book by Sanctuary. It's also an Instagram like app. I think we plugged a lot of them on our socials and stuff, but if anything, look up, just look up, just start with what your sun sign is and what the traits of there. And then if you want to go more professional, you can add in your big three. If you know your big three, I think you're good enough to talk to like most people on a surface level. So that's my advice for someone who's a little confused.
Yeah. And if you have any other questions for us, you can give us a call at 724-209-8877. You can also send us an email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. We are on all the social media platforms at Sapphic Survival Guide, except X, formerly known as Twitter, which is just at Sapphic Survival. We also have a Patreon if you want bonus content. That's patreon.com/Sapphic Survival Guide. And it would really help us out if you went wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, and give us a like, review. Anything would help other people find our content. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess Vegan on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And hello, season 3 coming soon. So listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts. And with that, class is now dismissed.